Orkney Islands while on a journey of recovery and sobriety. Starts Friday, only in theaters.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from Z's Divine Espresso, offering organic coffees via drive-thru windows and inside at 1800 East 23rd Street and 2351 West 31st in Lawrence. CoffeeInLawrence.com.
It's 91 degrees on the KU campus in Lawrence, 93 in Topeka. It's 306.
KPR News.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence. Also at 91.3 FM in Junction City, we're always online at kansaspublicradio.org.
KPR's Big Band Christmas is December 14th at Liberty Hall, and tickets to the general public are on sale this Saturday. It's the KC Jazz Orchestra performing a mix of big band favorites and Christmas tunes. Get an early shot at tickets by becoming a KPR listener member at kansaspublicradio.org.
Stay tuned. We will have an update of news headlines in just about another 12 minutes. In our next half hour, the architects of Social Security, lo, those many years ago, calculated 65 as the optimal retirement age for the program to be able to sustain itself. But it turns out that times have definitely changed.
People are facing many more years of life without labor income at the same time that the systems aren't working to meet that challenge.
We're going to talk about the future of Social Security also. We're going to learn more about the forecast for agricultural earnings this year. It is expected that agricultural income will be down for this year. What has led to that? And what's it going to mean for farmers in the Midwest this year? Those stories and more still to come. Stay tuned.
Support for KPR comes from Woodhaven, Inc., manufacturing custom deck and siding solutions using sustainable woods and powered exclusively by wind energy. Located in Perry, with shipping available to the entire KPR listening area. Details at woodhavenproducts.com.
Sunshine for the rest of this afternoon, highs in the lower 90s. Tonight, clear with a low in the upper 50s. Tomorrow's high around 80 degrees. It's 91 in Lawrence, 96 in Manhattan, 92 in Emporia. And the time is 3:20.
Teacher finds comedy in the culture wars of a Texas high school.
What was he saying about the Spanish Inquisition?
I had to teach both sides of the Spanish Inquisition. He started crying.
It's a lot of people from every different part of life coming together to do the best job they can for a common goal, which is educating these students.
Actor and series creator Brian Jordan Alvarez on the next morning edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations, 5 to 9 a.m. Morning Edition coming your way. Stevens, Kipe Martinez, and Tom Parkinson will be your hosts.
Support for KPR comes from Stoneback Appliance in Lawrence, locally owned for over 50 years, featuring new and used appliances from Maytag, Whirlpool, and more. We've got your back at StonebackAppliance.com.
News headlines are coming up next. It's 91 degrees on the KU campus in Lawrence, and it's 3:30.
Much more willing to embrace it publicly.
In fact, he and a group of friends plan to hold a vigil on campus next week on October 7th to support their community during the days leading up to Yom Kippur, the Day of Atonement. Jason DeRose, NPR News.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. The Kansas Corporation Commission has approved a settlement agreement in the Kansas Gas Service rate case. The agreement reduces the $58.1 million net revenue increase sought by KGS to $35 million. Residential customers with average usage will see an increase of approximately $3.83 per month, or $46.02 per year. The new rates take effect on November 1st. The company withdrew its proposal for implementing two different rate structures based on high or low usage. KGS also withdrew a proposal for implementing a new rate-making mechanism to annually adjust rates. Kansas residents trying to buy a home may still struggle to find attainable housing in a tight market. A new forecast by Wichita State University shows the average home sale price has risen to $300,000. That's nearly $40,000 more than the average cost of a home in 2021. Stan Longhofer is director of Wichita State's Center for Real Estate. He says a major driver of home prices has been the significant drop in new construction following the 2008 housing crisis.
Homes that would have been built, say, 15 years ago would be the housing that would really be the middle market housing today.
Longhofer says the cost of building homes has also increased, making it harder to build more affordable homes. He says it could take years before the housing shortage is resolved. Johnson County's largest public school district is raising concerns about a large number of students who are chronically absent. For the Johnson County Post, Kyle Palmer reports.
Olathe Public Schools defines chronically absent students as those who miss at least 10% of school days for any reason that's not school related. So far this school year, the district says more than 3,300 students, nearly 12% of the population, have been chronically absent. There are a variety of reasons for why some students miss so much class, from long-term health concerns to trouble finding transportation. Officials say the issue has only gotten worse in the year since the pandemic began, and Olathe now outpaces state averages. The district says it's working on a messaging program to stress the importance of attending class. I'm Kyle Palmer with the Johnson County Post.
The forecast for northeast and east central Kansas, temperatures kind of all over the map here for the next few days. Tonight, clear with a low in the upper 50s. Tomorrow, cooler than today with a high around 80 degrees. Tomorrow night, mostly clear with a low in the upper 50s. We will see highs right around 90 degrees again on Saturday. Lows Saturday night in the upper 50s. Highs on Sunday, however, topping out in the upper 70s. It's 91 degrees on the KU campus in Lawrence, 93 in Topeka. It's 3:35.
This is All Things Considered from NPR News.
And you're listening to NPR News on Kansas Public Radio. I'm Laura Lorson. Over the last 2 years, agriculture in the United States has been riding the highs of elevated crop prices and record incomes. But farm income is projected to dip this year. Harvest Public Media contributor Will Bauer reports on what that means for farmers and the larger ag economy.
After days of rain, fifth-generation Illinois farmer Nick Kohler is finally able to get in the long run. For Harvest Public Media, I'm Will Bauer.
Harvest Public Media is a collaboration of public media newsrooms in the Midwest and Great Plains, including KPR. You'll find more stories like this one at our website, kansaspublicradio.org.
Everyone can leave a gift to KPR through their will. It's an inspired way to support an organization that's enriched your life and that of others in your community. Learn more about leaving a legacy gift to KPR at kansaspublicradio.org.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio. We broadcast at 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 96.1 FM in Lawrence as well, and lots of other frequencies. And we're always streaming online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from Liberty Hall in 1313 Mockingbird Lane as they present Bram Stoker's Dracula, showing at Liberty Hall from October 18th to 20th. Tickets available at the Liberty Hall box office or online at libertyhall.net.
Stay tuned. Coming up in our next half hour, the details on that poll indicating that a majority of Americans are worried about this year's general election and election fraud. We will get you the details on Israel bombing a medical center in Beirut as well. And an update on hurricane-related deaths, all of that yet to come here on KPR. It's 93 degrees in Abilene, 91 in Chanute. It's 10 minutes before 4. Tune in tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations for Morning Edition. Tom Parkinson will be your local host. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU, and KANU HD1, Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1, Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1, Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. The time is 4 o'clock.
Our station.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from the Noto Arts and Entertainment District of Topeka, presenting a celebration of souls, Day of the Dead in southern Mexico. Exhibit features photography of the Oaxacan Memorial Holiday, opens October 4th. Information at explorenoto.org.
It's 92 degrees in Lawrence, 96 in Manhattan. It's 4:06.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 89.7 FM in Emporia. We're always online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from the Taco Zone Catering, your locally owned and operated small business featuring a reimagined menu and expanded catering options for larger parties. Details at thetacozone.com.
Thanks for making KPR a part of your day. Coming up in the next 30 minutes, an update of news headlines. Then, in the upcoming Supreme Court term, Utah is hoping that the conservative Supreme Court justices will continue to overturn some long-established legal precedents, including the federal government's control of U.S. public land. We will also visit with Saturday Night Live star Kate McKinnon. I guess she's now more just your generic movie star, not doing SNL really anymore. But she has a children's book, and we talked to her back when she first published it. We'll have an encore presentation. And we will learn more about dock workers and their fears about automation. Those fears are driving this strike, which is now in its third day on the East Coast and Gulf Coast. Stay tuned for those stories and more.
This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on Cherry Street Youth in Chanute, an after-school program for kindergarten through fifth grade students, welcoming volunteers for special projects, reading to the children, or to share a talent or skill. Details on how to get involved at cherrystreet.org.
Halloween is arriving early at our next Cinema A Go-Go, which happens tomorrow night at Liberty Hall. Tomorrow night, two classic monster movies, Dr. X and Frankenstein Meets the Wolfman. All the details at kansaspublicradio.org. It's made possible by Dr. Stephen H. Cronister, Healing Smiles of Topeka.
From this station and from Bank of America.
Join us beginning at 5 o'clock tomorrow morning on your KPR stations for Morning Edition with Tom Parkinson as your local host with regional news.
Support for KPR comes from the Dole Institute of Politics, hosting the Wall Street Journal's Jerry Seib and Washington Post Associate Editor Karen Tumulty on October 17th at 7 p.m. More at doleinstitute.org.
Stick around. News headlines are coming up next. It's 92 degrees in Lawrence. It's 4:30.
This is NPR News.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. Kansas residents trying to buy a home may still struggle to find attainable housing in a tight market. A new forecast by Wichita State University shows the average home sale price has risen to $300,000. That's nearly $40,000 more than the average cost of a home in 2021. Stan Longhofer is the director of Wichita State Center for Real Estate. He says a major driver of home prices has been the significant drop in new construction after the 2008 housing crisis.
Homes that would have been built, say, 15 years ago would be the housing that would really be the middle market housing today.
Longhofer says the cost of building homes has also increased, making it harder to build more affordable homes. He says it could take years before the housing shortage is resolved.
A government agency that investigates workplace discrimination says a Kansas company allowed a pattern of sexual harassment at Burger King restaurants. The Equal Employment Opportunity Commission says supervisors at Burger King's in Wichita and Lawrence repeatedly made unwanted sexual advances targeting women employees, including teenagers. Joshua Pearson, a supervisory trial attorney on the case, says the agency will seek damages and policy changes from Ganesh Inc., the Lenexa-based company that operates the franchises.
My hope is that the process does in some way provide some measure of healing, if that's possible.
Ganesh Inc. did not respond to calls requesting comment. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention is testing the blood of 5 Missouri health workers for bird flu antibodies. The testing will help determine if it's possible for the H5N1 virus to spread through human-to-human contact. The workers got sick after contact with a hospital patient who had tested positive for H5N1. That patient is the only one in the U.S. to have developed the strain without reported animal contact. Michael Osterholm is the director of the Center for Infectious Disease Research and Policy at the University of Minnesota. He says it's likely the workers had more common respiratory illnesses.
The real concern would be, are we starting to see person-to-person transmission of H5N1? And at this point, we just don't have any evidence of that.
There have been 14 recorded cases of H5N1 in humans in the U.S. since March. Clear skies in the forecast tonight. Lows in the upper 50s. Tomorrow, sunshine. Highs right around 80. Lows in the upper 50s tomorrow night, bouncing back up to the 90s again for Saturday. You're listening to KPR, and it's 4:35.
This is KansasPublicRadio.org.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence. Also at 99.5 FM in Manhattan. We're always online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Kansas, committed to a healthier future for all Kansans with health care coverage for businesses and their employees. Learn more at bcbsks.com/business.
Hope you'll stay with us. Coming up in our next 30 minutes, the oil markets certainly aren't panicking over the Iran versus Israel attacks. Why is that? We will tell you. Could there be a change in trading soon? Camila Domonoske has been asking a lot of people that question today. Also, climate scientists in North Carolina talk about predicting the dangers of extreme weather versus seeing it happen in their own communities. We meet some climate scientists who are dealing with the aftermath of Hurricane, then Tropical Storm Helene, coming up on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from the Lawrence Public Library and its Civic Engagement 101 series discussing the City of Lawrence Ballot Resolution 7442. October 3rd in the library auditorium. Details at lplks.org.
Match limited by state law. And from the listeners who support this NPR station.
The new series English Teacher finds comedy in the culture wars at a Texas high school. Does it make the grade? On the next morning edition from NPR News.
Tune in tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations for morning edition. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, KANU, and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5. KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7. KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3. KANQ Chanute 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. Lows in the upper 50s tonight, highs topping out around 80 tomorrow, but it's 92 degrees in Lawrence at 5 o'clock.
Hoffman Foundation, providing access to opportunities that help people achieve financial stability, upward mobility, and economic prosperity regardless of race, gender, or geography. Kauffman.org.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Kansas, committed to a healthier future for all Kansans with health care coverage for businesses and their employees. Learn more at bcbsks.com/business.
It's 91 degrees on the KU campus in Lawrence. It's 5:06.
Listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
This is your place for NPR News from the University of Kansas, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 89.9 FM in Atchison, always online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from Spider Art Constructors, offering hardscaping across the KPR listening area, including patios and retaining walls. More information about creating your backyard oasis is at Spider Art, Spider with a Y, spiderartconstructors.com.
Stay tuned. Coming up in our next half hour, news headlines, then we will talk about some of the state races that are up for grabs in the upcoming election, focusing on state legislatures. They will talk a little bit about Kansas. Also, in the next 30 minutes, while it was better than the U.S. Department of Agriculture initially forecast, agricultural income will be down this year.
It's a situation that obviously is difficult for the farmer because they are getting squeezed. Profitability on the farm is going to be very difficult to come by.
A look at what's led to the drop in income and what that could mean for farmers in the Midwest this year, coming up shortly here on KPR. Stay tuned.
Support for KPR, serving the local community for over 30 years. The Raven Bookstore is located at 809 Mass Street in Lawrence or online at ravenbookstore.com.
Later tonight, we have classical music. Tango Thursday tonight at 8 o'clock on Evening Classical with Destiny. A Cubanos tango and music by Defaya. And a Brahms symphony, which Destiny says is kind of like a tango for orchestra. Check it out tonight on your KPR1 stations. On KPR2 at 7 o'clock, we have KPR Presents, followed by The Middle with Jeremy Hobson. It's 5:20. Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations. For Morning Edition, Tom Parkinson will be your local host.
KPR's Big Band Christmas is December 14th at Liberty Hall, and tickets to the general public are on sale this Saturday. It's the KC Jazz Orchestra performing a mix of big band favorites and Christmas tunes. Get an early shot at tickets by becoming a KPR listener member at kansaspublicradio.org.
News headlines are coming up next. It's 5:30.
Stocks fell across the board today as crude oil prices rose over concerns about escalating tensions in the Middle East. The Dow lost 184 points. This is NPR.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lawson with your regional headlines. The Kansas Corporation Commission has approved a settlement agreement in the Kansas Gas Service rate case. The agreement reduces the $58.1 million net revenue increase sought by KGS to $35 million. Residential customers with average usage will see an increase of approximately $3.83 per month, or about $46 per year. The new rates take effect on November 1st. The company withdrew its proposal for implementing two different rate structures based on high or low usage. KGS also withdrew a proposal for implementing a new rate-making mechanism to annually adjust rates. A government agency that investigates workplace discrimination says a Kansas company allowed a pattern of sexual harassment at Burger King restaurants. The Equal Employment Opportunity Commission says supervisors at Burger King's in Wichita and Lawrence repeatedly made unwanted sexual advances targeting women employees, including teenagers. Joshua Pearson, a supervisory trial attorney on the case, says the agency will seek damages and policy changes from Ganesh Inc., the Lenexa-based company operating the franchises.
My hope is that the process does in some way provide some measure of healing, if that's possible.
Ganesh Inc. did not respond to calls requesting comment.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention is testing the blood of 5 Missouri health workers for bird flu antibodies. The testing will help determine if it's possible for the H5N1 virus to spread through human contact. The workers got sick after contact with a hospital patient who had tested positive for H5N1. That patient is the only one in the U.S. to have developed the strain without reported animal contact. Michael Osterholm is the director of the Center for Infectious Disease Research and Policy at the University of Minnesota. He says it's likely the workers had more common respiratory illnesses.
The real concern would be, are we starting to see person-to-person transmission of H5N1? And at this point, we just don't have any evidence of that.
There have been 14 recorded cases of H5N1 in humans in the U.S. since March. Lows in the upper 50s tonight, highs around 80 tomorrow.
Support for NPR organizations for What's Next. Workday, an enterprise platform for finance and HR rock stars.
This is All Things Considered from NPR News.
And you're listening to NPR News on Kansas Public Radio. I'm Laura Lorson. Over the last 2 years, agriculture in the United States has been riding the highs of elevated crop prices and record incomes. But farm income is projected to dip this year. Harvest Public Media contributor Will Bauer reports on what that means for farmers and the larger agricultural economy.
Later this year, making loans less expensive in the long run. For Harvest Public Media, I'm Will Bauer.
Harvest Public Media is a collaboration of public media newsrooms in the Midwest and Great Plains, including KPR. You'll find more stories like this one at our website, kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from Cromwell Environmental, serving Kansas and Missouri customers since 1982, offering testing and solutions for mold, lead, and asbestos problems. More information at cromwellenvironmental.com.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio at 91.5 FM in Lawrence, also at 90.3 FM in Chanute, always online at kansaspublicradio.org. In our next half hour, a majority of Americans apparently worry that this year's general election will be tainted by fraud. That's according to a new NPR PBS News Marist poll. We'll also get the latest on the bombing of a Beirut medical center by Israel today. It's all coming up on Kansas Public Radio. Stay with us.
KPR's Big Band Christmas is December 14th at Liberty Hall, and tickets to the general public are on sale this Saturday. It's the KC Jazz Orchestra performing a mix of big band favorites and Christmas tunes. Get an early shot at tickets by becoming a KPR listener member at kansaspublicradio.org.
Clear skies tonight with a low in the upper 50s. It is 90 degrees in Lawrence at 10 minutes before 6.
The new series English Teacher finds comedy in the culture wars at a Texas high school. Does it make the grade? On the next morning edition from NPR News.
Tune in tomorrow morning, 5 to 9 a.m. Get that story. And, of course, the latest national, international, and regional headlines. Tom Parkinson will be your local host. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, 91.5. KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, 89.7. KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, 91.3. KANQ Chanute, 90.3. K210CR Atchison, 89.9, K258BT Manhattan, 99.5, and at kansaspublicradio.org. It's 6 o'clock.